And they put that stuff up in about a 5-gallon can. You know, they'd have 3 or 4 pots going at home sometime, because sometimes, you know, they'd kill 10 or 12 hogs at one time. Seen them stuffed, haven't you?
Stuffed what?
Sausage.
Oh, sausage. Oh, yeah.
See, that's their whole entrance, you know, they clean them and stuff those sausages. See, they call them casings now. But so it'd be that long, some of them. Mm-hmm. Well, they'd
just tie a knot in it.
They'd have a sausage mill, you see, it would ground that meat up real fine. And then they'd slide, then they had what they call a stuffer. They'd stick over that mill and run that ground meat back through there. It'd be pork. And you see, they'd slide that casing up over that stuffer. And then you start turning it, and you just held the end of it, you know, to let it fill up. And then you could turn it loose. And as that meat comes through, see, you just keep pushing that casing off from that stuffer. And when they got those sausage stuff, then they would take some of them, you know, and just start them around in that 5-gallon can, you know, just keep coming up. And then when they got that lard, when it got ready, you know, got done, they call it, well, then they just pour it in there over that. See, it would be boiling hot. You just pour it over in there and then put the lid on and sit and smoke out. But you didn't bother that can. You didn't get that lard out of that can. It was kept in there, you know, maybe they'd have 3 or 4 of those. Well, that was kept in there till maybe the next spring. And then you'd have fresh sausage.
It'd be a preservative, too.
It'd be almost cooked, you see. Mm-hmm. Of course, they'd recook them, but, I don't think they would be, you know, done all the way through, but they'd be pretty done.
They'd get the grease off of it and everything.
But yeah, they'd put them over in the skillet then, and they'd be good, gracious.
It's good for you, too.
They don't have any more of them good things to eat.
Too much work. Too much work.
That was a lot of work. But that's the thing about it. You see, when he killed hogs, everybody know to come in. Yeah.
Everybody helped.
That's right. You know, you see them now, can't get enough of them to hang the hogs up to dress him. Well, good God, I remember when they'd kill 10 or 12 and shoot, they'd be hanging up 2 or 3 times. But now, the last one I had here, I had some moves here. And, you know, you have to hire somebody to take them away and dress them for you.
Well, I guess you're not saving a dime doing it when you...
Oh, no, that's what I told them. I said, gosh, no, just think about how many trees I've seen them hung in. Now you had to hire somebody. He came over to the market where they got everything, got to be there. I said, gosh, no, as many as I've seen killed, and just thousands of them. And
just haul them up into a branch of a tree.
Oh, yeah. You know, limb come out on the tree where they'd, you know, cut them little things in the back of his leg.
Right, his tendon right here.
What do we call them, little heel strings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'd cut in there, you see, and then stick that stick in there.
Lift them right up.
Lift them up.